Wow. Well, happy Sabbath, everyone, to all our family members, whether you're here by webcast, by the telephone bridge, or as I mentioned, in person. We're so happy to come together as God's family members. I pray, as has been mentioned, that we all had a wonderful Thanksgiving, sharing time together with family and friends. It was about 2 months ago that I spoke on a particular subject. The title, or SPS, was The Beacon Within You. The Beacon Within You. Trying to express the light of a physical beacon, which was a metaphor for the light within you. What light? The light of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that God has granted and reflected within you. And those that have been baptized have received the will and ways of God. And I spoke of this at the feast, asking people to carry this on at the feast, as well as when they got home to their home area. Today, I would like to share this thought with all of you. You are my brother every day. You are my brother every day. Each of us who have been baptized, as I mentioned, receive the Holy Spirit as part of God's family. We have been given many blessings and characteristics of God's righteous character to utilize each day within our life as we are on this earth. We as God's children must understand that as a child of God, we all have difference in the respect of God, having different parts of that family. For an illustration, I'd like to do one thing I haven't done for years. Okay. Your shoe. Your shoe wouldn't be worn on your hand, nor would it be worn on your head. It's silly, right? It belongs, as the little ones know, on our foot. I'm glad no one fainted yet. That's good. To assist your thoughts on this point, give me a moment to clarify my thoughts to you all. Okay. First, I like to move to a scripture and then help to explain more in detail. That scripture is 1 John 4, 7 and 8. And 1 John 4, 7 and 8, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, states this: Dear friends, let us continue in love for one another, for love comes from God, and anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. Being baptized, having that light, that love dwells within you to utilize. That love dwells within you to utilize. How you utilize the characteristics of God's righteous character that you have been blessed with is within your hands. Within your hands. I can cover it up with a part that does not work, or a part of characteristic that does not fit, as the glove that fits the hand, or the glove that doesn't fit your hand. It's up to you, what I'm saying, to choose with the free will God has given you, right and wrong that God has set before us. Each of us are a different child of God, being a male or female, being young or old, a little older, let's say it that way, being raised in different areas of our country or world, there are differences. My thought, we need to clearly begin to understand that we all express ourselves in a different way each day of life with God's many facets of love. Allow me to state it in slightly a different manner. You may express it as a brother and sister of Christ by praying for one of the family members, by sending them a card, by giving them a telephone call. There are so many ways for us to express ourselves. We are all a child, but yet we are all different in certain ways. Those characteristics that we have been blessed with to utilize as a member of God. As I mentioned, it would be silly for me to wear a shoe on my head or hand. But it wouldn't be silly for me to utilize the blessings that God has given me to a full extent in my life each day. We must realize what we have been given and to utilize that. And you may utilize that and understand that at the age of 20 or 50 or 70 or more. But once you realize that, you have been given the free will to do something with it within the family. You see, today I ask you to recall, you are my brother each day. You are my brother each day. We can reflect the love of God, that agape love, which is many, many facets within it. That love in so many different ways, as I mentioned. In studying, this came to my mind. God the Father and Jesus Christ express to us multifaceted love each day. Are those loves exactly the same as the love that you may express? Not necessarily. You can express loves that we have learned in Scripture, but you may have learned a type of love from a brother right here in this hall or watching by webcast. There are many brethren that are asleep now that have taught me many things that I can think of. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the opportunity each day as well as the opportunity to be with you and share that type of love. Past years and growing a little older does assist, but doesn't mean just because you're old, God hasn't granted you the wisdom and knowledge that you need to utilize. For we need to always ask. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. As I illustrated to you, the glove, it fits nice and snug. It's made for my hand. It's not made for Mike Snyder's hand or Les Booth's hand. But you know what? God may have given them a different glove, a different shoe. But how they utilize it is essential within our lives to grow together, bonding, embracing, and uniting as God's family members. We need to express that love. I can tell you from personal experience, you know, I hope I've been learning to express love more outwardly, not keep it just inwardly. And that's a hard thing for me. Some, it's easy. Of course, some of you in the room may say, well, Tony, you're always hugging me and kissing me. Isn't that an expression of love? Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, but there are other ways. There are other ways. That comes from my background. That comes from part of my heritage. But each of us, as I mentioned, also come from a different heritage of our line. We may be English. We may be Jewish at one time. Israel. We may be German or whatever it may be. But it doesn't matter to God. And it doesn't matter when we understand God's word more fully. Because I am not Anthony Pacelli that you see before you. I am a child of God, just as you are a child of God. There is no Italian or German or what have you to God. We are his children, and we must understand that. That's why today you are my brother every day, not just today on the Sabbath, but every day. And I must focus on that, and I ask you to focus on that every day. Do not allow time to pass by. Time to pass by and not express that love to your fellow brethren. At times, I have done that. Today and every day, please recall this thought, that we are God's family members, and as so, we are not perfect. None of us are perfect in expressing love. But we can keep trying every day. We can keep trying. Growing together allows us, as I mentioned, to put on that glove or that shoe more properly, to utilize God's word as he tells us in Matthew 4:4. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So recall this for today, whatever age you may be. You are my brother every day. Tutte amore. Tutte amore. And that's for one of my brethren in Italy. Have a wonderful Sabbath.